Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
皆さん、マンガスティポッドキャストで聞いてくれたことどうもありがとうございます。皆さん、聞きにしていますかい？いいでしょう。Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, I'm interviewing people that not only use Japanese, but do it well. We're talking to my friend Gizmo. You may be familiar with his YouTube videos or his Facebook page. He's kind of all over the place, whether it's for speaking like a Yankee or rapping in Japanese. He's kind of guy, a master of all trades here. Well, Gizmo, why don't you introduce yourself, man?
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's the boy, Gizmo. Live from Hamamatsu, Japan. You might have seen me on Kuro Couch. You might have heard some of my raps. You might have seen me acting a fool as Taro. Well, actually, I'm not Taro, but Taro's Taro. But you might have seen Taro. But yo, thank you for having me, my good man.
Of course, of course. John Sensei is always happy to help people out when I can. And I think it's good for people to actually, we were talking about this before the show started, actually have an experience with people that speak Japanese like Japanese people speak, not like they do in the textbooks.
Yes, yes, I would have to agree. Though I speak Japanese, I think that my hatsune is still not very good. I still need some practice in that department. But yeah, it's definitely important to not speak like you're some receptionist or something like that. Yeah, because that's not how everyone speaks over here.
No, it's not at all. Like so when I went to Japan, even like the receptionists, they don't even speak like that. I think that they speak really polite and nice, but as soon as you ask them a question, they reply to you like a normal human being would, instead of お客様もこちらでございますとか. Like that sounds funny. But yeah. So if people wanted to connect to you, first off, where would they connect with you, Gizmo?
Well, you could always find me on YouTube at G1ZMATIC, Gizmatic. Or you could hit me on Twitter at HeyIt'sGizmo. You know, Instagram, it's me, Gizmo. Mostly, you can check the website, heyitsgizmo.com. You know, I'm all over the place.
Great. And all those links will be down below in the show notes. So if anyone really wants to connect with him or get in contact with him, he replies really fast to messages, which I was really surprised with. I felt really honored.
Because I don't have anything else to do, man. I'm a loser.
Whatever, man. Dude, are you kidding me? All I do is sit over here and, like, make little grammar podcasts and, like, write grammar explanations and put them on a website. Like, I'm all like textbook over here. You're doing cool things. So people slowly kind of know your story. Why are you in Japan, first off? And why the fascination with Japan?
Ever since I was a kid, man, I always had a fascination with Japan. Japan has always been amazing to me. I think it started off with seeing like ninjas and samurai. And as I grew older, it developed into a fascination with the language, a fascination with the culture, the history and stuff like that. But yeah, I was just really, really fascinated with Japan, and as I got older, I might have dated a few Japanese girls here and
one or
there.
Two, okay, yeah,
one or two,
four, five,
and it was
six.
Just always on my bucket list. I was like, man, at some point, before I have to really start adulting, I need to try living in Japan, and I was just like, well, I graduated now, I have my degree, if you're gonna go, you gotta go now, just go now. Try it out for a year, come back. Well, 1 year eventually turned into, you know, 6 years, and I'm in Japan still, and I love it. Japan's amazing, man. Yeah.
Japan's awesome. A lot of people, though, when they decide they want to go to Japan, I know people now, they think, you know, I want to go to Japan, I think it'd be so cool, I love the culture, I watch all the anime, I read the manga, like, I'm starting to learn the language, and then they never go. Why were you able to go and some other kid, you know, sitting on his couch being even more of a loser isn't going?
Well, honestly, man, I was just like, yo, I'm making this happen. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to find out how to make this happen, and I'm going to make it happen. No matter what gets in the way, nothing's getting in my way, I'm making this happen. And that's what I did. I was like, I want to follow this dream. This is my dream. To be real, I always had like a hard time trying to make my dreams come into fruition because my parents have always been like, yo, you got to do this, you got to do this. And at one point, I was just like, man, forget them. It's my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I was like, no matter what, I'm making it to Japan. And I did my research. I found out how, and I made it happen. If you want something bad enough, you're going to make it happen, man.
That's right. Well, how did you initially make it happen? Did you go teach English at first, or did you just go find a job over there, or did you just jump?
No. Just jump, man. I actually have some friends that were just like, I'm going to come to Japan, and then I'm going to get a job. I'm not that.
You had a plan. That's good. That makes me relax just a little bit.
I did the look for an ALT job, which I still do teach English over here.
Nice.
Which is, you know, it has its perks.
It does.
You have a steady job, and then you have some downtime in which you could create and think of things like that. So it works out really well for me. But yeah, I came across doing the teaching English.
Nice. Yeah. You know, I think I find your story really interesting because I find, you know, people that do get across there and have the opportunity to go to Japan, some wimp out, but you've now been there for 6 years. You speak the language. I mean, anyone that's heard Taro be able to, you know, break out or seen him break out a knife on his buddies there. Like, you got some mad Japanese skills, though. Like, I was really kandoshita, hontoni.
Taro wa mechcha yabai yo. Taro wa yabasugiru. Demo minna wa Taro no koto wa maji de hontoni suki. Ore wa, ano, wakanai, wakanai. Taro wa hontoni yabai yatsu. Everyone thinks, like, maybe he's like, what's the word they say? Is it tsundere? Tsundere?
Tsundere.
Like, you know, an anime?
Yeah.
They think like he's a bad guy, like he's Vegeta, where he's bad on the outside, but he's really nice on the inside. But the thing is, yeah, but Taro is just like no redeemable factors. He's just a terrible human.
He's honky.
Yes, he's honky. He's honky. He's about money. He's about alcohol, and he's about women, and that's it. Get in the way of either of those, he's gonna beat you up or something. Like, he won't hesitate. He's really, really like low level thug that. Like, he just doesn't care. He's just a terrible human being.
Oh, man.
But he's funny, though.
You know, it was really sad when I first learned to speak Japanese. I didn't learn from the Yankees, but one of the things I would try to push myself was to understand the little girls on the train because they talk so fast and they use Japanese I didn't understand when I first got there. So I'm not lying. My Japanese for a short period of time sounded like a little kokose. It was
terrible. Hey, anybody listening to the podcast, be wary. Heed my warning, my friend. I like women. I'm not gonna front. So when I came, I learned a lot of my Japanese from my interaction with women. So I didn't realize that my Japanese sounded extremely effeminate because I only talked to girls. Yeah. So like I'd be like, "Kyo, nani shiteru no? Doko iku no?"
Nani kashira?
What chick like are you gay? What's wrong with you?
Oh, man. You gotta be careful.
Oh, it's so embarrassing when I think about it right now. He's like, "Yo, you gay? Like, why you sound like that?" And then I started thinking about it. They're like, "Yo, you sound like kind of like Orochimaru. If you watch Naruto,
Orochimaru
sounds like
on.
Really
I'm manga
like
sensei.
A feminine kind of." Yeah. Oh, you like Naruto? Naruto fan?
Dude, man, I'm as silly as is, my favorite Naruto character is Sasori. I love Sasori. Sasori's a good really good character. The first part of Shippuden, which is I thought was actually fairly good, and unlike some people's opinions, but I like myself some Naruto. Naruto, Kagari no Renkenjutsushi, Death Note, but my favorite of all time is Bakuman. Have you read Bakuman?
No, I've never read Bakuman.
Dude, man.
I've heard of it, but I've never read it.
Read Bakuman.
Really?
Bakuman is awesome. It's the only manga that's made me cry. I love that story.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Ain't nobody judging you. Oh, I'm judging you.
Judging you. You can all judge me. I don't care. Read the story. If you don't cry, message me. I will give you a discount off a poster. I don't care.
You are talking to the guy that plays Taro.
Don't let Taro read it. Like, you read it. You read it.
I'll give it a check.
Ah, sweet.
But yeah, be cautious of who you're learning Japanese for. Don't just talk to women because you'll kind of sound effeminate. Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually bad. So I work at a patent translation company when I'm not working here. That's my day job, and it's me and about four moms. Mm-hmm. And so they all talk about their kids. They use And the other day. I'm not kidding. One asked me, she's like, "Johnny-kun, nani shiten no?" And I was like, "Ma, wakarun da wa." And I was like, "No!"
Oh, you said, "Wow, oh no." But there's some guys that say wa.
There's some guys that say wa, but it's a different wa. It's a different wa,
yeah.
Grammatically speaking. Like, you...
わかんないわ。かわいいな。かわいいな。
かわくないんだよ。 おい、おい、うぜんだよ。
Oh, man.
So tell me, what are you creating nowadays? We have a lot of people going there to watch your Kudo Couch. If you're not familiar with Kudo Couch, it's basically two guys in Japan talking about life in Japan. A lot of talk about women, which is hilarious to find out. There was an episode where you talked about how Japanese women are girls, and that got you almost in some trouble there with what's your buddy there, the Japanese guy with the cowboy hat?
Yusuke.
That was pretty funny. If you guys, again, if you haven't watched this video, you guys go check them out here. But it's how did you start Kudo Couch? What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, originally, I used to do a podcast, I think about 3 years ago, with some of my friends in Arizona. It was called Why Couldn't It Be Six?
Uh-huh.
And because of timing conflict and, you know, I'm in Japan, they're in Arizona, it didn't work out. But I was like, still want to do this podcast thing, just kind of tell the story. It's fun, it's interesting, and I think
right.
we could do something. So I talked to Tally about it. I was like, hey, we should do just talk about like being black in Japan, because if you look at being black in Japan, essentially, there's not a lot of people that talk
there's
about
not
it.
A so ton, no.
Just tell our tale about it. And we just did that, and when I really buckled down and started editing it, is when it started getting traction. A lot of people started really jumping on board, because to be honest, I think we were doing it for about almost a year, and it was not getting traction. We were going to just stop doing it. Someone was like,
uh-huh.
No, man, just keep going. And soon after that, like, a lot of people started like jumping on with the Kuro Couch thing.
Nice.
But, yeah.
And I think that's a really key thing, not only for like Kuro Couch and Manga Sensei when it really started picking up, but like for people that are wanting to learn Japanese, I think there's a moment. There's a couple of moments, but there's the one moment where you're noticing, like, not only I can do this, but I can do this fairly well.
Yeah.
Where you suddenly
become
smooth.
Well, I think a lot of people get discouraged really quickly. Hence why a lot of people probably don't make the jump to Japan, because they're like, oh, I can't do that. This is impossible for me. But, you know, you put the time in, you put the effort in, and you put that blood, sweat, and tears.
Right.
And eventually things start to happen. It's not going to instantly just happen off the jump. You got to work hard and keep going if you really, really want it.
So if there's a kid listening right now, or a guy or gal listening right now that wants to, they've studied Japanese a little bit on their spare time, they want to go to Japan, what would be your advice to get there?
Make it happen. Just put. First of all, look at your options. Look at what your options are to get to Japan. If you want to, the easiest way to get to Japan would be to come across as a teacher,
yep.
because they'll cover your visa and they'll get you situated on most of the things when you get here.
Right.
And you know, you come here, you do that for a little bit. If it's not working for you, you're in Japan and you have a working visa. You could jump to something else.
Exactly.
You know? It sounds corny, but you work hard, and you keep working hard, and things will happen, you know? But no, that's the truth to it. If you want to come to Japan, you really want to come to Japan, look at being an ALT, being an English teacher, being a JET,
right.
and just come over to Japan. Look at the steps you have to take to possibly... Yeah, because I went through everything, man. I looked at the jobs. I applied for a bunch of jobs. There's people online that give you advice on how to get the job. I looked at that. You know, I recruited some friends to try to, you know, give me advice,
uh-huh.
practice my Japanese intro to try to get the edge.
Right.
You know, so there's things you could do to definitely make it happen to come to Japan.
Perfect. And so now on that same note, how do you make your Japanese happen? What's your study method? What are you doing right now to improve your Japanese?
Oh, man. Actually, I'm really, really terrible. This summer... I was doing kanji. My goal was to do 10 kanji a day, and I finished the book, and then I just never went back. Currently, I'm not studying
okay.
as I should be,
uh-huh.
but at the beginning of this year, I will start studying again. There's books and resources, but for me, the best advice and the quickest way I've learned Japanese is probably just talking to people, going
yeah.
out, talking to people. You know, meeting people. If you say something wrong, you know, they'll correct you. You learn how to say it a casual way. You'll actually get to you know, talk to people and learn Japanese. But if you don't have access to actually being around Japanese people, some good suggestions that work, if you're depending on what you're trying to study, if you're trying to learn kana and kanji and stuff like that, just grab a manga and read the manga. If you
out
come
loud,
across a kanji you don't
Mina,
recognize,
out loud
look
that.
It up. Yeah, just read it out. Yeah, exactly. Read it out loud. You come across a kanji you don't recognize, look it up. You know, find the meaning, write it down, say it a few times, continue reading. Next time that kanji pops up, it's going to be embedded in your mind. You know,
yeah.
You'll just learn that way. It's a really, really effective method to learning Japanese that's not boring, because I get bored.
If you look at like textbooks, if you look at a lot of the study methods online, now they're not only boring, but they're really, really dry. That's one of the reasons manga study works so well. Have you ever been to kanjidamage.com?
Kanji, no, I have not.
Okay, for all of you listeners out there that are offended by curse words and innuendos, don't go there.
Yeah, if you're offended by rough stuff, don't check out Taro either.
There's that. But if you, again, Kanji Damage is a really good website because they use mnemonics or memory devices to help you memorize kanji, but they're usually really shocking or really jarring or really perverted so that you remember them.
Yeah, that's usually when you associate humor, for me personally, when you associate humor with learning, it sticks. It really sticks. There's people out there who could just sit in front of a book and look at page after page after page and have it stick, but my mind sways and drifts when I'm doing that. So
I think you have to attach it to a positive thing, whether it's humor, whether it's music, or whether it's a manga, but you need to attach it to something positive so you have that constant reinforcement and you remember why you want to do it. And of all the people that I've interviewed so far, almost everyone across the board says find something that you like and then use Japanese to get there.
That's great advice, actually. Man's dropping diamonds on you guys. You better pick up those diamonds.
Listen, people, I know what I'm talking about, okay? ほらみんな僕の日本語聞いてるんかい。もし日本語のよりようになりたいっていう気持ちがあったらきっとこれを勉強してこういう風に日本語を習って漫画でもなんか映画でもなんか歌でも好きだったらこういう風に習いなさいよ本当にみんな
throwing that shade I'm just messing with you bro
I'm not throwing shade I'm scolding I'm 叱る
It's all good, man.
So what's been your biggest accomplishment since you've been to Japan? Where do you feel like you're at now?
I currently think I have still a long way to go, but I'm building my base to jump to different things. Right now, I'm focusing on YouTube and my music, and I see a lot of people gravitating towards that and people starting to check out the music. And I'm starting to getting to do shows in Tokyo and building more connections and stuff like that. So I'm on the way to where I need to be. I'm on the road. And that's what I'm going to continue to try to build in 2018. Let's get it.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't really started thinking about my New Year's resolutions at all. It's just something I probably need to think about. I probably do need to think about. But I've been so focused on building this.
Best New Year's resolution you could always have is be a better person in the next year. Be greater in 2018. Accept your greatness and be, you know?
So maybe instead of manga sensei next year, I should try to be manga sama. Instead of being manga sensei, I should be manga sama. Yori yori naru
tame. Manga sama. Gambatte kudasai ne.
Iya, suyu koto ga nen da yo. Boku chan ni natchau kamoshiren da yo. Yada, hontou ni. Manga sama tte. Thing. So I really like that there's some good voices for people out there, but for people who haven't listened to Kuro Couch, for the few people out there listening to Kuro Couch, what is it like being black in Japan? Because I know what it's like to be a big-nosed white guy in Japan, but I have no idea what it's like to be black in Japan.
Well, if you were to check out Kuro Couch, this is very entertaining.
It's very entertaining.
G1ZMATIC. being black in Japan is... I think being in Japan, period, is... fun. I enjoy it because I've just always had a fascination with Japan. I've always loved Japan. So actually being here is still really, really refreshing to me, even though I've been here for 6 years. Because I could be coming home from work on just a regular day, and I'll say, hey, I'm going to take a detour. I'm going to take this way home. And just looking at the houses, I just get that astonishment. I was like, wow, I'm actually in Japan. Like, this has been my dream for a long time. I'm actually here. Being black in Japan, though, I would say is currently, because of the current climate of the United States, the political climate and all that, which you won't get into, but yeah. It's I enjoy being black in Japan. Japan has its ups and its downs, but for the most part, I love it and I enjoy being stoked.
Sweet, because I had a friend who lived in Nagoya, and he's a halfie. He's half black and half white, and he always talked about when he was over in Japan, he would talk to people when he first started a conversation. If they're like, oh, he was like, no, don't worry, like I'm white, guys. And I'm just like, what? And then he's like, then when people, but as soon as he like talked to like a somebody that was didn't care, he's like, oh no, I'm black. So he played this double sided thing, and I always thought it was really funny. But I had never really had too much insight.
Dude, he's a hybrid. He's using his powers, using his powers.
I had this roommate when I lived in Japan. He was half Japanese, and so when people would ask him, you know, what's your name, he'd jump back to his last name, which you know was a Japanese last name. And so he was like, he totally played off being Japanese until he didn't need to be Japanese anymore.
Until
he needed to be, you know, use that gaijin power.
Yeah, that Gaijin power, man. If you wield it right, you wield it fiercely, man. It's a powerful tool at your disposal.
It's crazy.
But
I was walking through Japan
in the United States, though. Your friend probably wouldn't get away with
no.
That I'm white and I'm black card. You could probably get away with that in Japan.
In Japan, you can
get
away with whatever
that.
You want, but you can't get away with that. And that's why I thought it was so funny. I was like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, no, this totally works. I'm like, what are you doing? Like Jones, man, come on. No, he's a great kid. His Japanese is super peta. It's scary.
Oh, really?
Like, you
man.
Know those people that you just meet and you're just like, whoa, like, what happened?
The funny thing is people that are really, really peta, like, that are super peta, when you start speaking Japanese, not only the language change, but your mannerisms
change?
It's like essentially like morphing into another person when you're that level of Japanese, which I need to be. I need to quit playing and get on my study tip, and instead of talking like a Yankee all the time, actually study and get it right, man. Jeez.
Hey. Being able to use that vernacular, being able to have that slang down, I think is probably one of the reasons I want to reach out to you the most, is because it's really hard for people to find. That's why I think you're blowing up on Reddit. That's why I think people are looking up and get fascinated with Tato, is because that isn't something that you can really find very well. Like, there's a couple of simple books like, you know, slang in Japanese, just really poorly written. But how do you get that vernacular, that lexicon, for when you can't find it? Do you just get it from talking to people and, like, write it down somewhere? Or how do you get that vernacular?
Man, Hamamatsu has its nightlife, and I know a lot of people in the nightlife that may or may not have some seedy doings, and they speak a particular way, and I just think it's...
That is the most PC answer I have heard on this podcast so far.
I know a few people that talk a particular way, and I think it's so funny, man. I think it's so funny. Even if you look at anime, like if you look at particular characters, they speak really, really rough Japanese, and I've always thought that was so entertaining that I was like, hey, you know, let's try it out. Like, those are the words that generally stick when I hear it.
Right.
And when trying to build something for Taro, I have to put it in Taro's context. But yeah, generally that's how I discovered those words, from the people I've been around and hearing them talk. And when you think about it, there's not a lot of people that do it like that. You usually get the more cut and dry Japanese, the more friendly Japanese. But by all means, do not go around speaking to like police officers
or something.
The way Taro speaks. By all means, just it's for a good laugh. If you're trying to improve your listening and have a good laugh and maybe pick up a funny word that you could use around amongst Japanese people that will get a laugh,
yeah,
by all means. But don't take this as written law that you should speak like this.
No. I guess we should put that little disclaimer at the bottom. If you're gonna speak, you know, this very slang Japanese, then be careful who you're using. With Japanese people, get easily offended with those kinds of things.
Yes, definitely. Oh, you don't want to speak like that to the wrong people. wrong
no, no,
person,
no.
by the way.
You could talk, I lived with a Japanese guy for a while, and we would talk, you know, normal Japanese, so a little slang in there, but, you know, I wouldn't even say some of those things to my roommate at all.
Yeah.
But,
Generally, I don't speak like Taro speaks, but on occasion I'll throw something out there, like I'll throw but other Japanese people do it out there. Like maybe they'll say something like slick and I'd be like, Tame, and like everyone will have a good laugh, you know, but
right.
Generally, there's no way I'm saying that outside of that.
You're in the middle of class and one kid, you know, speaks up, says, yeah, Tame.
Oh my God.
The poor kid be like, just completely shut down.
I'd be ousted so fast. Actually, there was one time I got in trouble for using bad Japanese at school. Because, you know, I thought it would be funny just to throw, like, this is when I first got to Japan, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know the word, bakero.
Yeah.
They were asking me, hey, you know, sensei, what's your... They had to conduct an interview, and they were asking me a series of questions. And one student asked me, what's your favorite Japanese word? I was like, I think bakero is really funny. And, oh, man, they wrote that. Boy!
Holy moly.
The company was calling me like 10 minutes later.
What did you say? What did you say?
You can't be telling them kids bakero. That's a curse word. But one thing, a lot of you that do watch anime, they say these things all the time in anime.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's not. I mean,
it's
there's
not.
No real curse words in Japanese, but
no.
Saying these kind of things, especially if you're a teacher or something like that, is not well reflected on. So
I think it's also poorly translated. Being someone in the translation world, you see like, episode of Naruto would be a good example. You see like Naruto be like, "Ksaw," and some people be like,
"Yeah,
this word." Another person would be like, "This word," and I can't say it because I don't want to put an E rating on my podcast. But there's a differentiation there.
Yeah.
And what's really sad is that's not they're translating the meaning, which is fairly what you want to do as a translator, but
yeah.
At the same time, they're missing the fact that it's really not, it's bad, but like,
yeah.
I've seen a pastor say it, to be frank.
Wow. Good old, I want to go to that church. You can have my 10%. You can have my 10%, buddy.
No. Like he drops something. He's like, "Oh, so," and he just, I picked it up and I was like, okay. Okay. Like, cool. All right. That is a new experience I've had. But it's not that bad. So, are you comfortable speaking Japanese for the last couple minutes?
Sure. We can try give it a go. I'll throw it out there. My Japanese is not peta-peta.
Hey.
I'm just a guy just trying to make my way. But I'll give it a go. Let's see.
So, one thing we have on the podcast that I'm really proud of is at the end of every episode we say after 10,000 mistakes. Is how you become fluent. So we're trying to make as many mistakes as fast as we can to get rid of them and then improve. So,
okay, let's go.
You know, so
mistakes. I'm going to hit all of them, everyone. Let's go.
この5分の間に万間違いはできたら嬉しいんじゃないですか。
嬉しいじゃないよ。それ恥ずかしいですよ。
恥ずかしくならないね。大丈夫で大丈夫で。本当になんか。
はい、頑張ります。
頑張ってください。じゃあ、
はい、お願いします。
今のところで、日本の一番好きなトクロはどこでしょうか。
ああ、多分あどこだろうなな。鎌倉大好きですよ。
鎌倉ですか。なんか歴史
って。冗談ですよ。冗談。一番好きなところはなんだろう。あ、大阪。大阪は本当に好き。
大阪か。
いい食べ物。
いいんだよね。
大阪の人は本当に面白い人と思う。そしてすごく美味しいものいっぱいあるよね。
そうだよ。あの、大阪のお好み焼き食べたことある？
ああ、絶対。
すごいでしょ。なんか、お好み焼きとたこ焼きは結構すっごい美味しい。
美味しいですよね。最近、あの、いつ大阪行った？多分、2ヶ月前大阪、もっと前、多分4ヶ月前大阪行った。あの、ミュージックビデオ、リコーディングの。
はいはい。旅行にがあって、ああそうですか。
あちょっとああ、it's a little delay a little bit。
大丈夫大丈夫大丈夫。なしますから。
大丈夫。
そうだったらなんか大阪が好きなですからね。僕は大阪の方言が結構好きんだよ僕は。
あそうですか。
そうなんか何しとうねんとかあかんだわ。それは面白いと思う。
あそうですね。
しかもなんか大阪人は結構フレンドリーじゃないですか。なんか東京に比べると。
そう、東京の人はちょっと冷たい感じですよね。みんなはいつも
冷たいっていうわけないと思う。なんか真面目、ちょっと真面目な人ですね。
ああ、そう、あ、間違いない、真面目。でも大阪の人はもっと本当にもっとフレンドリー、多分ストレンジャーと知らない人と、
そう、
あの喋ったら冗談できるわ、すぐ笑ってるとか。
笑ってるし。
それと東京は違いますよね。
違いますよ。全然違う。
でもね、それは多分田舎のライフと、
はい、
多分ニューヨークのライフ。
はい。
の感じだね。ニューヨークの人は同じ感じ。
そうですね。
いつも真面目、いつも mind your own business とか。
そう。自分のことに気にしてるだし、なんか他の人には全然関係なくて、なんか真面目にみんな仕事やってるだし、それはサリネオンの仕事が多いから、うん、からと思うのでね。そういうなんか影響から、そうかもしれない。そういうサリネオンの影響ですね。それで多分最後の質問ですけれども、今のところで何をなんか救っていますか？なんかすごくクリエイティブな人から何を救っていらっしゃいますか？
今でもね、今はクロカウチと、
はい、
ジャパニーズとタロと、
はい、
音楽も、他は何だろう、最近ね、料理でもすごいまずい俺の料理はマジですごいまずいよ。
いや、まずくないんですよ。本当になんかクリエイティブなヒートなんで、なんかそういう。
本当にまずい。
いや。
朝の料理は本当に違うよ、味は。でも、諦めない。うん、
諦めないで。諦めちゃったら、みんななんか寂しくなるんだよ。
そうですよ。
そうガロさ。じゃあ最後のところですけれども、わざわざありがとうございました。すごく楽しかったです。
はい、あ、どういたしまして。本当に楽しかったよね。今日はタロじゃないけど楽しかった。タロの、
そう、
多分今度
タロだったらな。タロちょっと怖いですよ。タロちょっと怖い。
怖いと思う。
怖いんだよ。なんか殺すぜよとなんか言うだし、なんかうぜんだよって、なんかそれを聞いたことあるんですけど、僕は全然使ってないし、なんかさ、タロちょっと怖いんだよ。
冗談だけ、多分ね、タロスは人間殺すことあるかな、知らない。多分やったことある。
多分やったことあるんだ。
したことあるかも。
その通りだった。きっとな。それでさ、Alright, everybody, we're going to have to sign off. I'm almost out of time and almost out of battery, too. But if you want to connect with my friend Gizmo here, we have all the links down below in the show notes. Check out Kuro Kauchi. Check out his music. He's on pretty much everything. And we'll have to do this again sometime. I'll follow up here in a little while. We can see what you've come out with since then to keep up with all the fun stuff in Hamamatsu.
Yo, sounds good, man. Thank you very much for having me. Everyone, thank you very much for listening. Check me out. I'm down in the description, I guess. It's
yes.
Your boy Gizmo, aka Taro, signing out. Oi, omae da. Ore no koto shitte ru da ro. Oi, podcast, motto kike yo, teme da.
Sono tori da ro, miyasan.
Omae no ka bun naguri yo. Oboe toke, teme.その感じ、それはタロさん。
それはタロだ。皆さん、聞いた？これをもっと聞け！だって。じゃあ。
Yo, but thank you so much for having me, man.
Yeah, man, of course. We'll connect and we'll make sure we'll put this up here. It should be up next Saturday. So check it out then. We'll make sure you get listen first, too.
Alright, we're good. You gotta close out, or we close out everything?
Yeah, I'll close it out and cut it down. It'll be good. And,
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.